Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the green bats
tumble. Everyone all set, cocked, locked, here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Jason, thank you for engineering. I'm Vincent Fennelli, and so we had a small problem with the internet on Monday, and it wasn't just us. It was an area-wide outage. And Brightspeed, the telephone network company, seems to be quite expert at, I don't know, allowing this somehow. Maybe it was a fiber cut. I don't know exactly what caused it. But here's an interesting thing. I wanted to mail out some Christmas cards. And so Mrs. Fennelli called the post office and said, y'all have internet? Now, this is, you know, the local post office in the hamlet where we are, and the lady at the post office, we've known her for many, many years, said, no, yeah, we have the internet because we have wireless internet. And she said that because of the numerous problems that we have in this little hamlet, that the post office had to go to wireless internet. Now, what does that mean? That means using a cell phone tower and a cell phone transmitter receiver pointed at the cell phone tower connected to their internet network or their Ethernet network at the post office. That allows them to stay up more than if they had a wired connection. And how far is the central office of the Brightspeed telephone network company from the post office? About 1,500 feet. So we have a lot of internet outages. So we ran a rebroadcast on Monday. And then Rich Eben called and said, hey, I was talking to Mrs. Fennelli and asked if he could go solo yesterday. And it worked out great because I have a million things I'm trying to do here at the farm. So it worked out perfectly. So if you're wondering what happened, that is exactly what happened. But the internet's back, and here we are. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. Welcome, Gwyneth.
Hello there, Vincent. How are you this morning?
I am really, really well. It looks like we have a two-second delay. I'll see if I can fix that in a couple of minutes. But, yeah. So, Gwyneth, you had a whole bunch of things on today's class syllabus. Where would you like to start?
Yeah. I'll start. I'm not sure if I mentioned this when I was on the phone to you, but I'm not... Pandemonium just broke out. I got a kitten on Monday, a little girl kitten, and I brought her home, and, you know, yes, I didn't let her straight out, because I knew, hang on a minute.
Yeah, it's difficult to get cats and kittens in Australia. Gwyneth was telling me about this. In class, if you live on a farm, what you'll find is that you really need some cats. And the old term for a cat who pays his keep, that would be called a mouser. And some cats are considered good mousers. And what that really means is they don't like mice. And they go after them with a vengeance. And so here at the farm, we have a bunch of mousers. And they patrol the property. They like going in the barn. They like going in the garage. They like going in the chicken house. And they come back with dead mice. And they were previously alive, but when the cats find them, they kill them. So we don't use poisons here to poison mice because we know that if we did that, if we used something like arsenic to kill mice, the cats would catch the mice, probably eat the mice, and then die from eating the mice. So we don't do that. We don't poison the mice. But I was talking with Bam, and he has a bunch of young friends, you know, in their 30s. And there seems to be a real problem with mice here in Missouri. And I don't think it's just here in Missouri. I think there's a bunch of reasons for that. I think people have fewer cats. They're keeping fewer cats. And cats are predators for mice. And the other thing is that the mouse traps that they sell now come from China. And the Chinese have experimented with mouse traps, and they've been copying each other's designs. At least this is my opinion. Don't believe anything I say. To the point where they've taken so much material out of the mouse traps that they don't work. Like, for example, American mouse traps from the 1950s, 1960s, probably from the 1920s all the way through the 1960s, 70s, maybe even the 80s, had a place where you could put maybe peanut butter or a piece of cheese, and it would hook into the release mechanism for the mousetrap, and it would stay affixed. Now, the mouse traps from China don't have that. They just have a piece of metal that's straight, and the mice can lick off peanut butter and lick off the cheese without the mouse trap springing. That's an improvement that the Chinese have figured out by taking one small operation out of the manufacturing of the mouse traps, which would be rolling that end that you'd put the food on so that the food could be the food could adhere to the mousetrap. That's my take. Gwyneth, your thoughts?
The best mousetrap of all. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
And
I can hear you just fine.
What was that? Sorry. You can hear me just fine. Okay.
I can hear you just fine. Yeah.
There's just a delay. Okay. All right. And anyway, I got this this kitten, Frieda Good Home, and when I got her home, I didn't just open the door and release her, because if you do that, especially this kitten was feisty. This kitten was a little wildcat. And it was raised on the farm, and you know, the farmer, who was a female farmer, she said, they've all run underneath that pile of pallets over there. You know, and so I said, oh, okay. So she had to move the pile of pallets, and then they went somewhere else. And so she said, oh, well, I'll just put a bowl of food out and then get them when they come to get the food. And so that's what she did. And apparently this kitten was fine with her, you know, and she put it in a cage. But she got it out of the cage, and then she gave it to me, and it bit me about 5 times. And there's only one thing to do when a kitten bites you about 5 times and you've got a hold of its back legs, and that's to keep hanging on to its back legs. Because, you know, you can't let go. You'll lose it and you'll never see it again. So, yeah, I think she must have been quite amazed, because I was gripping onto the back legs of this kitten was, you know, as gently as I could, but as firmly as I could so it wouldn't get away, while it was really getting stuck into my other hand. And I wasn't hurting it, but it's just that it had a wilder streak. And I said to her, I like this kitten. I think this is going to be a good kitten because it's got its wildish instincts, and that means it's going to be a good hunter. And anyway, we brought it home. We managed to get it calmed down. And here's a trick. If you get some butter and you put butter on its paws, normally it will lick the butter off its paws, and by the time it's finished licking the butter off its paws, it'll have forgotten that there was ever a problem. But this kitten was still wanting to get away after it had licked the butter off its paws. It was a spirited little feisty thing. But that's what I wanted. I wanted a kitten that had that survival instinct, that had that wildish streak, and that would make a good farm cat. Because those are the same traits that make a good hunter. And so anyway, I got her home and I didn't let her out right away. I had her in the cage. I put some milk in her cage. I put some milk in her cage, and I put some cat food in her cage, and I left her there overnight. And I was gradually getting used to my hand and putting some butter on my hand, and then putting my hand back in the cage. And she licked the butter off my hand, still thought of me with a lot of suspicion. And on yesterday evening, or Tuesday evening, I opened the cage, I got her out, I said, okay, you can go out for the toilet. And so she went out for the toilet once. And then I caught her again and put her back in the cage. And then the second time, I said, okay, come on, time for your toilet. I put her outside for the toilet. She did the toilet, and she did not want to get caught again. She did not want to go back in the cage. And after about half an hour, she completely vamoosed. She just disappeared. And I said, oh, no. I was so worried about her all night. I was looking for her. And then I woke up in the morning, still no sign of her. And she was missing all day. I had to go into town. So I went into town and then came back out. And I had some plants with me. And so I was sitting outside on the porch, or standing outside on the porch, sort of thinking what I was going to do with these plants. And then I sort of had to walk around to the side of my house, and there she was. You know, and she was just sort of slinking around. She was just sort of slinking around in the bushes at the side of the house. And so I put some milk and some cat food out for her. I know that she'll be okay now. She'll always probably be a bit shy, but she won't leave.
All right, we'll be right back. We'll be right back. And Rich Sheban has just called in. We'll take your call, Rich, when we come back from these commercial announcements.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Yeah, yeah. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. Rich Sheban just dialed in. Rich, welcome.
Thank you, Vince. Gwyneth, thank you for letting me squeeze in for just
Rich,
a minute.
Are you there?
So I
yeah.
have something very important to say. We're hitting a constitutional crisis with some of these bought and paid for, blackmailed, corrupt Democrat states like Colorado. As you know, Colorado has just announced that they're taking Donald Trump off the presidential ballot, even though there's tons of evidence of January 6th being a Fed insurrection. I have personally given dozens of these pieces of evidence that have been proven. I think we have no solution at this point. There's no choice. They've given us no choice. This has been initiated by the Democrats in Colorado. We need to have separate laws for different counties, one for red and one for blue, and we're going to run our countries differently. We use the term on the air all the time, decentralization. That's exactly what this is. So all counties that are red, I guarantee you, if you look at the counties on a country map, 95% of the counties are contiguous. Republicans, stop saying it can't be done and do your job. I know no one's doing their job these days. you have to do it. The Dems are too corrupt to work with. So I am asking anybody who has any clout, who wants to do their job for 10 minutes of the day to work on this project and have counties separate. If you look at, a nationwide map, it's 95% red. We need to separate from these people because they're too corrupt. They don't follow the rule of law and the Constitution. There's no other alternative. Gwyneth, thank you for letting me step in, but this announcement that just occurred on what they did to President Trump is, it's crossed the red line, it's too corrupt. We absolutely have to have separate governance between red and blue counties, not states. Because what we've proven with election fraud, that all you need is one or two counties to take a whole state regarding the use
Rich,
of election
Rich
fraud. Vince?
Rich, before you go. Yeah, Rich, before you go, thank you for broadcasting yesterday solo. And what you're talking about is the Supreme Court of Colorado. Four of the seven Supreme Court justices of Colorado, the state of Colorado, are Democrat, and they voted this way. And the Republicans did not vote this way. So this is exactly what you said. It's a Democrat takeover. And as far as I know, and I am not a constitutional scholar, but as far as I know from what I learned in school and what I learned outside of school, there are only two things that are required for a person to run for the office of president. One is be a natural-born citizen, and the other be 35 years of age or older. That's it. You can be a felon, you can, but you have to be a U.S. citizen, natural-born. And it seems to me that what Colorado did violates that tenet right there.
It's absolutely unconstitutional.
Because he does have a right.
Yes. So we need to separate, Vince, because, and if for some reason one of these corrupt counties is a state capital, just start a new one. Or a county seat, just start a new one. Okay? We need to separate. We can't talk about it anymore. We're wasting time. They are too corrupt. We have to govern. If you look at by red county versus blue county, that is the only way to proceed. And I hope Vivek, Donald Trump, Alex Jones, Steve Bannon, I hope some of these people are listening, because this is the only way to proceed. We are too corrupt. I mean, look at this. They can't even come out with... How many decades has it been they can't even come out with the Epstein pedophile list of people who were doing little kids? I mean, come on. We need to separate now.
Rich, this is...
around. It's the only way forward. Vince, thanks for letting me chime in. Thank you, Gwyneth. Have a good day, guys. Bye.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
USA News Update. Google has agreed to pay $700 million to states and consumers in an antitrust settlement. California Attorney General Rob Bonta says Google violated federal and state antitrust laws with anti-competitive behavior.
That includes preventing other app stores from being preloaded on Android devices. That means buying off companies who may have launched rival app stores to Google Play Store.
For the second time in U.S. history, an Air Force general is set to undergo a court-martial. Philip Stewart, who previously headed pilot training at Randolph Air Force Base in San Antonio, faces accusations of sexually assaulting a female officer at a base in Oklahoma. According to Bill Gates, a substantial surge in technology is expected in the coming year. Scientists will be dedicated to refining AI to bring about notable improvements. Dave Collins, USA News.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why
today?
God, you're
take my.
When you go,
please
see them
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia class, and Rich Sheban had some sobering words about what's happening in the United States of America. And if you think about it, he's absolutely right. And so the Supreme Court of Colorado has found that Donald Trump may not run for president in Colorado. My question to you, is that the first serious shot of the Civil War and combined with the American Revolution in the United States of America? Is that? Now, it's been simmering for years now, and I've said that. It's already begun. But is this the first real serious salvo? And I submit to you, it is. It is. Now, if this catches on, I don't think the villagers are going to stand for it. I think it will be family against family, brother against brother, county against county. I think it will spread. I'm very concerned about it. And we have a guy at the White House who has no idea what's going on. And he's interested in saving money. It costs about $2 million per shot every time we take down one of these drones in the Middle East. And I think he's now concerned that after spending billions and billions and trillions, that he needs to start saving money because he's really looking terrible in the eyes of almost everybody. So the way to do that in his mind is, well, let's possibly use some bigger bombs and blow up the enemy, which, of course, will escalate the shooting war and will be dragged into it for sure. So headline is Biden weighs up direct military strikes against Houthi sites in Yemen to avoid the $2 million cost per shot of bringing down the rebel group's drones. $2 million a shot. And the rest of us are thinking, gosh, ammo's gotten expensive. It's a little over a dollar a shot for a 30 caliber high-powered rifle. And this is $2 million a shot. So that's where we are. And we mentioned here at USA Prepares that this conflict in Gaza will spread. It's spreading. Here it is. And they all spread this way. It just takes one guy to start it. And then it spreads. Because when someone's brother is murdered, and then someone else's brother is murdered on the other team, or father, or mother, or sister, or brother, or child, or grandparent, it seems like it's hard to say, well, it's okay, we'll just stop right here. A lot of people think an eye for an eye is the way to go. And that seems to be what's happening. Gwyneth, any comments about any of this?
Yeah, it's like the American Feud story of the McCoys and the what's-his-faces down the road. they end up killing.
Yeah, the Hatfields.
The Hatfields and the McCoys, they end up killing each other until they can't even remember what the original thing was about in the first place. But this thing between
But they sure do hate each other, right?
Oh, yeah. But this thing between the Israelites and the Philistines goes back thousands of years, and you're never going to stop it. And they're not going to stop it until one or the other of them is wiped off the face of the earth. And according to the Bible prophecy, that's how it's going to be. According to what you see in the media, that's how it's going to be. And I think that it's going to, I mean, the Bible prophecy says that the Philistines are not going to be the ones who win this battle. That in the end, they're going to be almost wiped out. And the few survivors that are there, the few survivors of the Palestinians, will end up being the servants of the Jews. Sorry, the Israelites. They will end up being the servants of the Israelites. That's what the Bible prophecy says. And that's just how it is. And you've got all these people all over the world and they've gone crazy, Vincent. They're waving Palestinian flags and going, free Palestine, free Palestine, free Palestine. What you've got to take account of, okay, is if the world was run by Palestinians, what sort of a world would it really be? If they ran it according to the core precept of their chosen religion, if they really, 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 truly believe their chosen religion, and they ran the world according to their precepts of their chosen religion, what sort of a world would that be? And then if you got the Hebrew religion, and if they, I'm not talking about the Talmud, I'm talking about the Old Testament, Ten Commandments, the Law and the Prophets. If you had the world running according to the Law and the Prophets, what sort of a world would that be? This is it. And you've got to compare those two worlds where if it was run according to the Law and the Prophets, Ten Commandments, and if, or if it was run according to the Quran. And which one of those two worlds would you rather live in? And I know which one I would rather live in. And I would rather live in a world which was run by the Law and the Prophets, Moses and the Ten Commandments, and also the prophets as well, because you can't have the law without the prophets, because the prophets are what gives life. And the letter of the law kills. You can't just have the law, because the law does not deal with every single last little situation. And it can't, because how could it? But the spirit of the law is the spirit of the prophets, and that gives life. Does that make sense, Vincent?
You know, when you look at the demonstrations, it all seems reasonable to me. Stop the genocide. Stop the killing. Stop the murder. All that sounds good to me. It really does. And I would like it all to stop. And that's my position. I would like it to stop. However, what I'm seeing all over the United States is brutality, violence, theft, corruption, greed. And I believe a lot of our problems have to do with the lack of education. The lack of teaching young people what's right and what's wrong. The lack of education on about how things work, how they need to work, how we can work together. I think that's absent in our government training systems. I'm talking about the public school system. I think that when we look at leadership, we don't see any leadership. We see a guy at the top who says, we're going to go to the right. Everybody to the right. And then in the afternoon, he says, no, left. We're going to go to the left. And then his spokespeople say, well, what he really meant was go right, but he said go left. And then they make it more confusing. We have no direction. And I was thinking about this last night, and I wrote an email. Maybe I should read this. I don't see my reply. But what I was saying is, because we don't have leadership, we don't have a direction. If you don't have a direction, you can't plan. And that's the problem. People cannot plan. They don't know if they should move from where they are to another place, or whether they should stay put, because they can't tell, because the rules keep changing. Nobody really knows what to do, because there's a lack of stability here in the United States. And there's a lack of stability because the guy at the top doesn't know, he's not stable. And what we're finding out is his whole family, according to the media, is corrupt to the core. But I don't think we're alone in that. I think a lot of people in the role of top leadership are corrupt. I think that's how they got there. And if you think about it, there's a There are many television series that relate to this with people, like in Parliament. And someone says, I'd like to ask you to do a favor for me. And then the person in Parliament says, what do you want from me? Like, what do you want in return? So that's what government has become. Government has become a trading ground for people who want favors and people who return favors at the expense of everybody else. That's what we have become.
You're in the first world. Right, Vincent.
Gwyneth, any comment?
Absolutely right.
Yeah.
There is a British television show, and it was made during the 1970s, I think early 1980s. It ran for several seasons. It was advertised as a comedy, and it was called Yes Minister. And then, you know, they had a sequel, which was Yes Prime Minister. He got a promotion. And, you know, it was advertised at the time as a comedy. But if you go back and you watch the episodes of Yes Minister and Yes Prime Minister, you'll find it's actually a documentary. It actually tells you everything that you need to know about how all of our government systems operate, whether they're in Britain or Australia or the United States. It's the same playbook. And, you know, they had the canned laughter and the, you know, the 1970s style television, you know, film sets and all the rest of it. And, but it's quite good. I had some very famous actors acting in it, and it's, very entertaining. But if you actually listen to what they're saying, the reason why it's funny is because it's true. And the reason why it's funny is because everybody knows it's true. That's why everybody's laughing. If it wasn't true, they wouldn't be laughing. But it's a shame because nothing was done about it then. Nothing's getting done about it now. And it's actually disgusting. Does that make sense, Vincent?
And what you're talking... Yeah, and what you're talking about is it probably started out as minor favors, and it's gone to major favors, and then it's gone to bribing and blackmailing, and now I believe we're at a point, this is my opinion, where all of these people have guns, figuratively, pointed at each other's heads.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Gwyneth, you sent me a link to a YouTube video, and it's quite disturbing. It's a news report, mainstream media, out of Australia. And it deals with artificial intelligence. And what they saw and what they showed on this mainstream television broadcasting company was the newscasters themselves saw an artificially generated image of the newscasters speaking in their own voices, or what appeared to be their own voices, with their mouths in synchronization with the words, as if they were giving a bona fide, real newscast, and it was totally fake, but it was 100% believable. And in that line of thinking, it seems easily conceivable, plausible, possible, that these artificially generated images could show a leader of a country saying, that's it. You know, Adolf Hitler style from the 1930s. That's it. That's it. We've had it with those people. We're going to, we have to bomb them. We have to destroy them. We have to take, we have to save the world from these people. We have to bomb them. Because they are a threat to our livelihood. They are a threat to our own survival. So we have to bomb them to smithereens or vaporize them. And it could all be 100% fake. And then the other side could say, looks real to me. It looks like that guy. It looks like that guy I met with, you know, years ago. It sure looks like him. I guess it's real, so we need to counter this attack. And so buttons are pushed, and there's no one to save but a world in a grave. Gwyneth?
Yeah, this is true, and it's not just this was quite a famous case. There was people, Australians, who lost in some cases hundreds of thousands of dollars to this internet scam, and they were fooled into it because the advertisements, which were all over Facebook, all over YouTube, I saw the advertisements. And they were saying, come all, we're endorsed by A Current Affair, which is one of the big current affairs shows here in Australia. They're showing the current affairs reporters with their mouths moving and endorsing this product. And people put their whole life savings, they put their superannuation, which is their retirement savings, into it, and they lost it all because it was a scam. And you know what Facebook and YouTube did to put a stop to this? Absolutely nothing. Absolutely nothing. The ads are still running on Facebook. They're still running on YouTube because every time they have one of these ad campaigns go through, Facebook or YouTube gets $7,000 from these advertisers. They're utterly corrupt. Facebook and YouTube are as corrupt in their scamming as what these scammers are in their scamming. Because they're doing people. It's utterly corrupt. It's called a share market scam, which is where they electronically get people to invest in the share market, and then they tank the price of the shares. And usually it's on a derivatives contract, which means, you know, that they borrow money off of the you know, person who's offering these so-called securities. And ASIC, which is the Securities and Investments Commission, is not doing anything about them. Nobody seems to be doing anything about them, and they're laughing all the way to the bank. And they're doing it using AI technology of famous millionaires here in Australia and famous media personalities and the whole nine yards. And none of it's true. It's all a lie. It's all a scam. And it goes back to the saying, if you think it's probably too good to be true, then it probably is. That's how it is.
Yeah.
When I saw these ads running, I said, there's no way that that's real. This has got to be a fake. This has got to be a scam. And sure enough, a few weeks down the track, it came out that it was. Does that make sense?
Gwyneth, I gave a seminar in person, standing room only, in Springfield, Missouri, about the fake moon landing. And a guy said, no, it's real. We went to the moon. I said, how do you know that? He said, I saw it on TV.
Maybe someone should explain what the Van Allen belt is to him and what it does to photographic film.
Well, I did. And the audience wanted to hear this so much, I told this guy, I can't guarantee your safety. And he felt he was going to get beat up by the
wellness
class.
And self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.